What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Tuesday, May 21st. We're in a tiny period of calm before things get really crazy around here, but crazy in a good way. I really do want to go nuts and get really crazy with the Florida Panthers. The Panthers in New York City, game one of the Eastern Conference Final tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. The same thing I said last year when we had the craziest sports year ever, I want to say again, appreciate what we've got going on. Runs like this, they do not come along often. We've been treated to some great sports in South Florida over the past 15 to 16 months. So enjoy every single moment of this. Remember, the Panthers went about 25 years between winning a single playoff series. Last year, they go to the Stanley Cup Final. This year, they've already won two series. If they win two more, they will hoist the Stanley Cup. Kind of gives me chills just mentioning that. They're good enough to do it. So as I continue to talk about the Florida Panthers, as we all continue to celebrate their accomplishments, although we will not celebrate anything if they don't win at all. There will be zero celebrations. No celebrations like they had at Madison Square Garden for the Knicks losing in the second round. Not that confetti came down or something, but you know what I mean. Fans were just like, okay, yeah, we're good. No, we are not good. As Panthers fans, we are not good unless the Panthers win the Stanley Cup. The bar has been raised. But until we have the answer of if they will win the cup or not, just appreciate and take in everything we got going on. Because it's very rare. And it's very special. There's only four teams right now that are still alive. The Panthers are one of them. And in 10 years from now or 20 years from now, we could all be talking about these days, these years, as the good old days or the glory days. Glory days, glory days. Think back to the Miami Heat. It feels like yesterday we were in the Big Three era. And the Miami Heat have not replicated that. Yes, the Heat have been to the NBA Finals twice since then, but they haven't won it. It's just not the same. This could be right now the glory days for the Florida Panthers. So here's my show plan. Let me just give you guys a little scheduling here. I plan to watch game one and two on television. I will be at the Emirates Bank Arena for game three on Sunday afternoon. I will be at the Emirates Bank Arena for game four next Tuesday night, a week from today. Then I already have my flight to New York for game five. Of course, I hope I can cancel that flight. And the Florida Panthers will have a nice rest period waiting to play in the Stanley Cup final. But in order to do that, they would need to sweep the New York Rangers. And I think a sweep in this series either way is going to be difficult and probably will not happen. Next Monday is Memorial Day. So no show next Monday. I'm with you here the rest of this week. And then next week, I may need a travel day to go to New York if there is a game five. When I said moments ago to take all of this in and appreciate it, because these really could be special days that we have going on, I don't mean it in the sense of just like listen closely to what I'm saying and read the articles and watch all the games. If you can, if you have the opportunity, if you have the ability to do so, go to these games. Not everybody's got the same bankroll. Not everyone is in the same boat. But if you can, like Dolphins fans have been saving up money for 20 plus years, 30 plus years, 40 plus years to go to watch them in the Super Bowl. You've probably saved up enough money where if you're a Dolphins fan and a Panthers fan, you could use some of those dollars and go to a Panthers game. Take it in and even go on the road. Like last season, I went to Toronto. I had never been to a Maple Leafs game. I thought this is a perfect opportunity. Let me take this in. Let me go see the Leafs and the Panthers. Then I went to Carolina. Not that I'm like dying to go to Raleigh, but I went. It was my first time there, I believe. And I went to the game. I just wanted to take it in. Then I went to Vegas. Certainly not my first time in Vegas or at the T-Mobile Arena. But I wanted to take in a Stanley Cup final game on the road. I had been to several Stanley Cup final games in multiple cities, including South Florida and Miami when the Panthers were taking on the Avalanche at the Miami Arena. But I want these experiences. Experiences, they're so important for life. Now, of course, I say this, and it's easier to do it if you've got the money to do it. If you don't, it's going to be much more difficult. But my advice is, if you're on the fence, if you're thinking about going to a road game, like the Dolphins schedule comes out, what does everybody do? If you're a Dolphins fan, you look at that schedule. I have so many friends that do this, and I'm sure you do as well. You look at that schedule, which game am I going to go to this year on the road? And like the Dolphins schedule, a lot of people are thinking Seattle. Maybe you've been to some other cities. You haven't been to Seattle. You want to take a trip. You're going to go see the Dolphins take on the Seahawks. For the Florida Panthers, I know New York is very expensive in every aspect. From the minute you walk off that plane, whether it's at JFK, LaGuardia, or you're flying into Newark, whatever it takes to get to your hotel, and then you got to pay for your hotel, and then you got to pay for a game ticket, it's expensive. Tickets in Sunrise are way cheaper. In fact, tickets in Sunrise, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, they're still available for quote-unquote face value. Buying them directly, not through the secondary market, they're still available. So for value purposes, it's better to just go to a game in Sunrise. But for experience purposes, if you have never been to Madison Square Garden and you've got the extra money and you're a Panthers fan, I am telling you, do it. And you don't have to make the plan now. You can wait. Maybe you don't want to go to game five, let's say, if the Rangers are up 3-1. But what if the Panthers are up 3-1? You want to be there for the game where they could clinch their spot in the Stanley Cup final. So keep it on your radar. Put some flights on hold. Book some flights where you can get credits or a refund. I'm telling you, take in these experiences because you'll remember them forever. And a big part of that, I have to thank my friend Marlins Man.
Do you know who I am?
Because he's the one. I've always liked experiences. But because of Marlins Man, I now can see myself how important it is in life to have these experiences in your mind. There are so many experiences I have had thanks to him where now I just do them on my own. His whole thing is pay it forward. And now I have friends that go with me to some of these games. Now, I don't have Marlins Man money, so I'm not paying for all their tickets and their flights and all that kind of stuff. But just to say, hey, you know, come with me. Let's go together. Trust me. This is going to be one heck of an experience. I really like doing that. All right, I got a lot to get to this hour. I have many things on my screen in front of me, but I can't do anything else until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
As the Florida Panthers turn the page to the Eastern Conference Final and move on from that series with the Bruins, the first thing I think about, it's really good, and that's that they won that series in six games. It would have been better to win it in five when they had the chance in Sunrise, but okay, they didn't. They won it in six. That means the Florida Panthers have had some time off. And I know the Rangers have had time off too. But the Panthers advancing last Friday and then having Saturday and Sunday off and now just getting back to it, that's a big deal. If you remember last year after the Panthers lost to Vegas, what were all the stories that came out? This guy had a broken hand. That guy had a fractured spleen. This guy should have been using crutches. It was intense. The Panthers were way more banged up than they'd let on. All those bumps and bruises, all the more serious stuff that the Panthers aren't talking about, which I'm sure is going on right now as well. When you have a break and you have some time to catch your breath, and they already did after their first round series two, that is huge. You might be thinking a couple of things. Well, one, the Rangers also have had time off. Yes, but that's fine. The second thing is, well, wait a minute, Andy. After that first round series against Tampa, the Panthers had this time off. And then you saw what happened in game one against Boston. They got smoked. They were rusty. In this case, A, I think they learned their lesson. And B, the Rangers have had time off too. So you can't say, oh, the Panthers are going to be rusty and the Rangers are not. As tough as that Bruins series was, and it was super physical, highly competitive, the goalkeeping was brilliant. Both Bob and Swayman, they were both doing their thing. I think that series will serve the Panthers well. If they simply coasted against Boston, a sweep, or even win it in five, yeah, they would have had more time off. But if you sweep a team, I don't want to make this sound crazy like, oh, it's not good to sweep a team. It's always great to sweep a team because you're going to get extra time off and you're not playing with your food. Less bad things can happen with less games. But when you do sweep a team, how prepared are you for what's ahead when there is adversity that hits? Like if the Panthers swept Boston, they go to New York and lose a game, game one. You've hit adversity. You just had a sweep. I hope what I'm saying makes sense. You may think it's stupid, and that's fine. Sometimes I say stupid things. The Panthers, though, are now officially battle-tested. They've been through it. They went into a hostile building, and they won three times. Do you really think Madison Square Garden is 20 times tougher than TD Garden? It's tough, but it's not so much tougher than TD Garden. New Yorkers will laugh at me, and that's fine. I'm setting myself up for a lot of laughter and comments with what I'm saying here. But Madison Square Garden, it could get quiet pretty quickly. They could start booing their team pretty quickly. The Rangers, they have a much better goal song. I love their goal song. I hope I don't hear it. But their goal song, I just wish the Panthers would jack it. Just take it. I don't care. Do your own version. It's great. Do your own version of their exact song. Just tweak it a little bit. I love the Rangers goal song. But it's a song that I do not want to hear over the next week. Or maybe just through Friday. Maybe the Panthers sweep the Rangers. Both places are really hard to play. MSG, TD Garden. The Rangers are a better team than Boston, but the atmosphere, the Panthers will be used to this. My advice, go get game one. I think it's vital they come out of New York with at least a split, steal home ice. And what better game to do it than game one? Tomorrow, hit that ice at MSG and win the hockey game. Shift all of the pressure to the Rangers. It gives the Panthers a huge opportunity coming home. It makes game two kind of fun at MSG too for us as far as watching it on television. Because then the Panthers could get greedy and try to steal both. And this team's good enough to do it. I've watched the Panthers navigate through the playoffs so far, and I can tell you this is a team that can get it done. I believe in them. I think a lot of it has to do with Sergei Bobrovsky. When he's on, he's as good as any goalie in the league. He hasn't quite been playoff Bob from last year, but he's been good. Game six, after giving up that first goal, he wasn't giving up anymore, and he didn't. And then Barkov, that block he had was remarkable, giving up his body. That's why he won the Selke Award for the second time. Not just because of that block, but great defensive play. Matthew Tkachuk hasn't done anything really yet, and that's good news. The bad news is he hasn't been great. The good news is he's capable of it. Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games, and these are some big-time games coming up. They're as big as they can get. He loves this stage. He said after the Bruins series that MSG is his favorite place to play. Remember how good Matthew Tkachuk was in the Eastern Conference Final last year against Carolina? He could do it again. And Sam Reinhart, 57 goals during the regular season. He's got to start lighting it up. Carter Verhaeghe too, Mr. Clutch. This team is deep. Defensively, meh. I worry about Ekblad. Forsling has been really good, and I'm glad that Bill Zito signed him to an 8-year team-friendly deal. And Paul Maurice behind that bench, so cool, calm, and collected. Goes off on his players only when he needs to. That dude knows what he's doing. Way different feeling on him from me than what I was saying a couple of years ago. What I always say, because I've always got a great feeling talking about poker, head on over to Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood to their poker room for some great poker action. Tournaments happening all the time. Their Deep Stack series going on now. They've got a $300,000 guaranteed tournament this weekend. Visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com for all of the information. If you don't have time to play in a tournament, you can go play in a cash game. Maybe you like Pot Limit Omaha. Maybe you like No Limit Hold'em. Whatever it may be, bonus high hands, a lot of action. It's always happening at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in the poker room. For all of the info, everything you want to know, visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. And then maybe I will see you very soon at a poker table at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. South Florida, we know it. It's an event town, and it's always an event at Gulfstream Park. The Royal Palm Meet, that's what's going on right now in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. Live horse racing every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. When I go to Gulfstream Park, I love going to their trackside restaurant, Ten Palms, get myself a table, have a fantastic meal, whether it's something off the menu or their buffet. I watch the races live right in front of me, and of course, you know me, I wager on them. You don't even have to wager a whole lot. You could bet 10 or 20 cents and possibly make thousands of dollars. I see it happen all of the time. Any live race day is a great day to go to Gulfstream Park. But, of course, you can go anytime you want. They've got all the races from everywhere on television. You could wager on everything. I love action, and there's a lot of action at Gulfstream Park during the Royal Palm Meet. Live racing 4 days a week, Thursday through Sunday. It's the Royal Palm Meet going on right now in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. What's going on in Miami Gardens? A lot of reporters there, Dolphins camp, OTAs, Tua. The story that's been going around about him is that he wasn't at some of the voluntary workouts. Mike McDaniel spoke earlier, confirmed that. What does it mean for the Dolphins? Is Tua unhappy? What I think is going on is Tua's negotiating a long-term contract with the team. I don't think he skipped anything to make a point. He's working with his QB coach, John Beck, a former Dolphins quarterback. Tua's getting ready for the season to play as a Miami Dolphin. The last time I checked, when something's voluntary, it's voluntary. If Tua's working on his game and he's in communication with Mike McDaniel, which I believe he is, if he's talking to the coach and he's working out, what's the problem? I look at the personalities involved. Tua seems like one of the most mild-mannered, even-tempered dudes you'd ever meet. And Chris Greer's the same way. Both are pretty chill guys. But you got business to take care of. It's Tua's job to make as much money as he can during his playing career. And it's Chris Greer's job to build the Dolphins into a Super Bowl winner. There's also the perspective, which is mine, and many of you have the same perspective as well. Are you sure the Miami Dolphins want to commit, let's say, $200
million
to him for the next 4 years? I know that's the going rate of a quarterback. Tua is not going to sign for less than $40 a year. But if the Dolphins have Tua on his fifth-year option and they can franchise him next season, that would give them 2 years before they had to make a long-term commitment to him. Tua's had one NFL season in which he wasn't badly hurt. Would it be the Dolphins' fault if they want more data? See if he could stay healthy? Look, all I'm saying is I'm a single guy. I haven't committed to anyone for life because I like a lot of my friends. Girls, 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 girls. Why give a ring prematurely when there might be someone who can come along and do the job better? I'm not saying that Tua may not be the man for the Dolphins for the next decade, but I'm not going either way right now. I don't know, and I don't need to make that commitment. So why should the Miami Dolphins do that? Some of you may be committed to buying a home or needing a mortgage or refinancing. You want to call Stewie, who's got the Bagel loan for you. I'm going to give you Stewie's personal cell phone number in just a moment. But the Bagel loan, when you look at a bagel, there's a zero in the middle of it, and that is what you will pay Stewie. Zero. Nothing. No lender fees. No appraisal fees. You want the Bagel loan. Stewie's got it for you if you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, or you're refinancing. Let me give you Stewie's personal cell phone number. Call him up. Tell him you want the Bagel loan. 561-379-4441. That's 561-379-4441. Stewie's got the Bagel loan and you want it. You pay him nothing. No lender fees, no appraisal fees. MLS number 226715. It is a Luke Tuesday. Uncle Luke Luther Campbell is going to be joining me momentarily. Real quickly, a nice honor for Jaime Jaquez Jr., the Heat's forward named to the NBA All-Rookie Team. Heat fans love him. He's, I think, done better than a lot of people expected. But when you hear about Donovan Mitchell, you're going to hear Jaime's name thrown around. He's going to be one of the pieces that's talked about. And if you can get Donovan Mitchell, Jaime, he's got to go. Tyler Hero's got to go. A lot of them got to go. It's time to win another title for the Heat. I'll talk more about it with Uncle Luke in just a few moments. You may have been talking with your significant other about getting one of those golf carts you've seen in your neighborhood. Really, not just a golf cart. Kliggy, he's got so much more than just a golf cart. Kliggy's carts are all aluminum. And not only does Kliggy have 48-volt carts, he's got 72-volt street-legal carts where you have a VIN number, a license plate. You're going to be driving around the real deal. Kliggy is also an exclusive Royal EV dealer. If you're looking to get one heck of a cart, you want to get it from Kliggy's Carts. Go ahead and Google Kliggy's Carts. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about, and that's Kliggy with a K. You can also go test drive a cart for yourself. Kliggy's Carts is at 1751 West Copens Road in Pompano Beach, and right now Kliggy's giving out a $2,000 rebate. If you're going to get a cart, you want to get it from Kliggy's Carts. Here on this Tuesday, Uncle Luke Luther Campbell with us on the Andy Slater Show. It is a Luke Tuesday. Luke, you've been a busy man. I've been trying to get a hold of you for a couple of weeks to come on. It's your day. It's a Luke Tuesday. You're flying all over the place. You're doing shows, public shows, private shows, TV shows. What do you got going on in your life?
Hey, Andy, let me tell you, you just explained everything that I got going on in my life.
So I guess we're done. We're done here. That's it.
No, I'm working. I gotta pay the bills. I mean, I gotta, you know, it's called a cost of living, and the cost of living in the state of Florida is extremely high. You know, I got my son. He needs to have a bunch of money. God forbid if something happens to me. So I gotta work my ass off.
He's flying first class with you. I mean, he's never gonna fly coach again, is he?
Of course. Of course he flies first class with me. What do you think? My son is going to fly in the coach? No. No, he flies first class, and he goes to Joe Stone Crab with me.
I know.
Prime 112 with me. He experiences the finer things in life, Andy.
But he's not old enough.
He goes to the Marlins game, and he sit up there in the bucket seats right behind home plate, going into the beautiful lounge there, you know what I'm saying, looking at the batting practice. Hey, of course. That's how I work hard. That's why I work hard, Andy.
What's going to happen when he's old enough to go to the strip clubs? Is he going to go with you?
He's going to go in the back room. He's not going to be out there with the regular people.
But you're out there with the regular people.
He's going to have the girls in the back room.
You know, now that I bring that up, Luke, I was just talking a little bit ago about Tua. And
I thought you was getting ready to say Puff Daddy.
Well, I mean, that's a whole story in itself, I know you've tweeted about it and been interviewed about it, but I was talking about Tua. I wasn't talking about Puff Daddy or what's going on at Miami International Airport.
Dr. Love.
Nothing like that.
Mr. Love.
I was saying, Luke, that Tua, his situation is similar to me not committing to a woman because – Well, really? why would you want to commit to a woman where maybe there's better women out there or maybe you're not getting everything you need from that woman? So the Dolphins, should they commit to him? Is that a good analogy that I use? You would be the master of that analogy.
Is that the reason why you date multiple women and you hang out in Costa Rica and Colombia where you can have a variety of flavors? I mean,
well, are
you really trying to justify not committing? Are you trying to justify what Tua is doing with the Miami Dolphins to your comings, not shortcomings, but your comings of, you know, the things that you are indulging in on a regular basis? You're probably doing the show from Colombia right now. I mean,
but Luke. Should
it ain't but 32 teams, and most of those teams got quarterbacks, Andy.
But if you're with a woman, Luke, and there's no better person to talk to about this than you, you're Luther Campbell. If you're
get
with
into a poly relationship,
but should you commit to that woman if you're not sure she's what you need and gives you everything you want? And that's exactly what the Miami Dolphins have right now with Tua, a situation where they don't know.
Tua, let's be real.
Okay, let's be real.
The Miami Dolphins know the injury situation with Tua. That's number one. They know he's one headbutt away from being out for the rest of the season, and they know the severity of his injury. The Miami Dolphins has taken a chance on Tua. When he came in, he had a hip problem. Then he had a head problem. And now he has a problem that he can't win games in the cold weather. So Tua should not be taking the attitude that he should not have the attitude that he has right now from this organization who's invested a lot in him. Yes, should he get a new contract? But, you know, again, at the amount of money that he's probably acting for while he's not at practice? No, he's not worth that. I mean, you got to go and win some playoff games in the cold weather. You got to stay healthy for an entire year. So the Miami Dolphins has all the reasons in the world to be reserved, to be like, yo, is this the wife that we want?
Well, that's exactly my analogy. Right.
Are we going to get married to this? Because once they make that commitment, like you say, and put all that money in him, then you're not going to be able to get rid of this high maintenance wife. You're not going to be able to do that. Nobody's going to want to take him.
Because you're going to have to pay regardless. I mean, it's almost like, I don't know anything about it, but let's say like child support or something. I mean, once you commit to something.
You're gonna have to pay a lot of money. I mean, these quarterbacks are not regular players. These quarterbacks' money is guaranteed. You know, out of all the guys on the field, the quarterback money is guaranteed. So when you make that commitment into this guy, where the Miami Dolphins made the biggest mistake, because I sat here on this show and said they should have pursued Lamar Jackson when Lamar Jackson wanted to come to the Miami Dolphins. They didn't do that. They went in on tour, and they was like, oh, this is our guy right here. Now they're stuck into a situation where everybody in the world knew that this guy can't play in the cold weather, and in order to get to the Super Bowl, you're going to have to play a cold game somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
But
he's not that guy.
It's like
Dak Prescott is not that guy in Dallas. But when you look at—
I better save that audio.
Excuse me?
I said I better save that audio, what you just said.
No, he's not that guy. I'm sorry. I mean, hey, look, the Dolphins are banking on— the Dolphins are in a position— here, listen to me, and everybody listen to me. The Dolphins feel like they're in a position, or they should feel like they're in a position, where the system works no matter what. Similar to San Francisco. They put together a offensive system, and Josh and Coach McDaniels, his system worked no matter who is the quarterback. San Francisco did it, and they proved that that particular system works no matter who's the quarterback. People thought they were crazy when they got rid of porn star Jimmy. And then they got Mr. Irrelevant. Mr. Irrelevant. And that offense worked with Mr. Irrelevant. So the Dolphins are in the position, in that same position where the system works for any quarterback that they put in there. I wouldn't say anybody, but you get a decent guy who has a high IQ and understand how to distribute the ball and falls into the system, it'll work. So that's where the Dolphins are located right now. They're in that department.
So right now, Luke, you're on team don't sign Tua to $40 or $50 million a season for 5 years or so. Don't give him that extension.
I'm on that.
Okay, well, I guess we're on the same team.
We're on the same team. No, that don't make no sense. But I'm telling you, that's the way of this NFL right now, good folks. The way the NFL is working right now, from an offensive system, this— you put in a system by a great offensive-minded head coach, offensive coordinator, and you ride that system out, and it's not based on a Tom Brady running it. That's not happening no more. They've gotten away from that. They've created systems where they actually work based on the scheme of things and based on the new rules of the game, where these guys' system work without depending and have to pay a quarterback tons of money. I mean, it's proven. Look at what happened in the LA Rams. Their system works. The San Francisco 49ers, their system worked. I mean, the days of the Tom Brady's and all that stuff like that, that's out the door. It's done. You're going to have more situations and systems like the Dolphins where they don't have to pay these quarterbacks tons of money and be married to a big old contract.
So you think the Dolphins will be able to surpass the Chiefs and the Bills, who have Mahomes and Josh Allen, with any quarterback because of a system?
Let me tell you this here. They'll be competitive, but that's the $365,000 question. Whether that system, these system type teams like this, where they have these offensive systems that put up a whole bunch of points and a whole bunch of numbers and all that, leading everything, it becomes— you can surpass a traditional system with a real quarterback. I mean, let's face it, Andy. The NFL, you got six guys that got drafted. Only out of the six guys that got drafted in the first round, quarterbacks I'm speaking about, only probably two of them dudes are going to be relevant, and the rest of them going to be busts. I mean, when you look at the history of the NFL, when it comes to these quarterbacks, they have not been living up to the hype that they've been that they've came in here. Look at the young boy over there and at the Chargers. I mean, he came in with all the hype. Bust. Look at the guy who got traded from Chicago.
Wait a minute. I wouldn't say he's a bust.
He was a bust. I mean, look
Herbert's
at the other young man who was a first round pick at San Francisco. Now he's at the Cowboys. Bust.
Well, that was
a
disaster.
I mean, too many bust quarterbacks. Right. So they had to create a situation where, you know, where they didn't depend on these quarterbacks, more like Steve Spurrier revolutionized the game in college football, where it became you're a part of a system, okay? And we're not depending on you to be you, the Tom Brady's, the Joe Montana's, and all them people of the world. That ain't happening anymore.
Uncle Luke Luther Campbell with us here on the Andy Slater Show. It is a Luke Tuesday. Two more South Florida topics I want to get to, Luke. There's a lot of discussion about Donovan Mitchell. We're watching the NBA playoffs. Donovan Mitchell is no longer playing. The Miami Heat are no longer playing. Do you give up Jaime Jaquez Jr., Tyler Hero, and other pieces for Donovan Mitchell?
No question about it. Everybody got to go. I'm getting Donovan Mitchell right now. And let's keep it 100. The Heat need to also get a lone guy. Because the league is long. I mean, them guys look small on TV, but they're really long. In order for you, it's going back to what it used to be where bigs are in control of the game, like the Joker. I mean, Dallas, I went to the game when they played the Heat. They were long. Dallas is long. I was like, this is a team to be dealing with. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get him, but it's the same thing that we did last year. We got all excited, and the guy ends up going to Milwaukee.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It seems like we got a curse going on.
Wait a minute,
since
where are
LeBron
you,
James? Well, we don't get great players. We got to get situational players who nutcases like Jimmy, and then hope that they come in and we can resurrect their career.
You were just in Milwaukee. Was that a coincidence, or were you doing some talking there?
No, I was doing a private birthday party, Andy. They paid me a lot of money. Party. I didn't stay in Milwaukee. I stayed in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not saying that Milwaukee is a bad place. I love Milwaukee. Love everybody there. I mean, you know, because they love me over there. But, you know, I stayed in Chicago and I, you know.
Yeah, then you went around like a tourist, taking pictures with the Bean.
Of course.
I mean, you're not a tourist.
I need to do more of that. I said to myself, I go to all these cities and I don't enjoy the city. You know what I'm saying? I go in, go to a hotel, get in the go to the hotel room, go do the party, go back to the hotel room, I do the concert, back on the airplane, and I don't even enjoy the city. You know, I said to myself, look, man, you've been going to all these cities, unlike Andy. Andy, I understand why you stay in the hotel because you bring the girls in the room. You know what I'm saying? I understand that. I get that. You live like a rock star. You know what I'm saying? And you're trying to, you know, sow your oaks. But for me, I need to start exploring these cities. I mean, I've been to Chicago probably 200 times and never went to Grant Park. That's sad. That's not good.
Luke, one last thing for you. The Florida Panthers start their series with the New York Rangers tomorrow. Best of 7, Eastern Conference Final. I was telling the audience, Luke, I will be going to New York City if there is a Game 5, and there probably will be. What are the chances we will see Luther Campbell in New York City at Madison Square Garden for a Panthers-Rangers road game?
Hey, the chances are very high. The chances are very high because all my good friends, I got my good friend Danny, who used to work for the NBA. He now runs Madison Square Garden, so the chances are very high.
Oh, great. So
that I might end up at a game.
Because I need tickets, so we're good?
If I go and you need tickets, you with me, Andy. You know how that go. Can you bring a couple of those lovely ladies that you like to hang out with?
Let me see if they have.
Oh, no, better yet, I need to call Marlon's man because Marlon man says his girlfriends look better than your girlfriends.
First of all, I got to see if your request can be handled. I got to check to see if they have visas. If they don't have visas, then they can't enter the U.S. They gotta have visas. They gotta have visas, and you got all your girlfriends have work visas. Look, they gotta have a visa. And then Luke, you need a visa, a different type of visa. So they need a visa.
To go to New York.
Yeah, to go to the U.S. from Colombia, you need a visa.
No, I'm not in Colombia. I'm in Miami.
No, I'm saying you want my friends. I'll say from Medellin. To go to Madison Square Garden, they need a visa.
So your girlfriends don't have visas? I remember one time we was in Vegas, and one of your girlfriends from Colombia was in Vegas with you.
Yeah, but mine can't be yours. I'm not sharing. You need your own.
Sharing is caring.
That's true with certain things, but...
I want to give a shout out to somebody who listens to this show religiously.
Yes.
My man Popcorn Jack. Shout out to Popcorn Jack.
Popcorn Jack? Where do you get that name from?
Popcorn Jack. He listens to the show all the time.
But how does he get a nickname, Popcorn?
He gets very upset when I'm not on here on Tuesday and I tell Popcorn Jack, well, you know, it's really Andy's fault.
Well, first of all, it's not. But secondly, how do you get the nickname Popcorn? Does he go to a lot of movie theaters and eat?
His name is Popcorn Jack. You have to ask him that.
Not Cracker Jack. Popcorn Jack.
Popcorn Jack. I mean, I don't know how the man got his name Popcorn Jack, but his name Popcorn Jack.
Okay.
He's an old white guy. He goes around to all the high schools and he creates these fundraisers so that they can generate money for their football teams and high school teams because, you know, here in Miami-Dade County, they only give $45,000, if that, for the entire athletic department. That you should have a whole show on that. You know what I'm saying? How ridiculous that is, and these programs are suffering. And I mean, I can go on all day. And Popcorn Jack, he does a great job in creating these fundraisers for these programs to be able to raise money so that they can buy uniforms and all that. We have a third world situation going on.
Many of them. Uncle Luke, we'll talk soon. And again, I hope to see you in
I'm gonna see you at Miami International Airport. Hopefully you're not a part of the delegation. Goodbye, Andy.
Oh boy. Jeez. What a mess that's been. I'm sure you've seen that all over the news. Private tours. I'm not educated enough on what happened or anything with it. And that's my own fault, but I don't know. I've seen it all over the news, and it's pretty crazy. All right, that's all the time I got for this Tuesday afternoon. We will do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.